Penguin Random House Audio presents After She's Gone by Camilla Grebe. Translated by Elizabeth Clark Wessel. Read for you by Catherine McEwen, Paul Fox, and Fiona Hardingham.
To Usa and Mats, for showing me there's a way out of even the deepest darkness. Those who sow the wind harvest the storm. Bosnian proverb. Ormbury, October 2009. Marlin. I held on tightly to Kenny's hand as we walked through the darkness and the woods. Not because I believed in ghosts. Believing in ghosts was for idiots, for people like Kenny's mother, who spent her days in front of the TV watching pathetic shows about so-called mediums, searching through old houses, looking for spirits that didn't exist. Still, the fact remained that almost everybody I knew had heard the sound of a baby's cry near the cairn, a sort of prolonged, mournful whimpering. They called it the ghost child, and even if I didn't believe in spirits and other stupid things like that, why risk it? So, I've never been out here alone after dark. I looked up at the sharp tops of the spruces. The trees were so high they almost hid the sky, and the bright, round, milky moon. Kenny pulled me forward by the hand. I could hear beer bottles in the plastic bag clinking, and smell his cigarette, and the moist soil, and the rotting leaves. Just a few meters behind us, Anders lumbered along through the underbrush.